Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low with my New York rim.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Speaking of books, Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, that's one of my favorites of Vicki Oliver, our good friend and our guest this half hour. Vicki's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. Vicki with a Y, VickiOliver.com is how you find her online. Vicki, thank you again for being here. Keep up the good work. We love having you on the show and reporting on some of the smart things that you have to say. We're talking about age in the marketplace. We talked earlier about right. about the owners, that the fact that they're a little bit insulated because they write the checks. You know, I mean, I'm the owner of my company, and I've had millennials to come to work for me. I've hired a lot of them. I've helped raise a lot of them. I've sent them on their way a lot smarter than they when they got here, and I'm proud to do that. But I also had to deal with some of them who thought they knew more than me. And, you know, and we had to go to war a couple of times over that. But if you're not an owner, if you're an employee and you're got a little gray, little snow on the roof, so to speak, a little bit long in the tooth, you've been around a while, you've been to town at least twice. What is the age situation in the workplace doing? What's it looking like?
Okay. All right. So I just wanted to mention that many, many companies today are using automated hiring platforms to screen people first.
Yeah.
And those automated platforms are age discriminist. Absolutely they are.
Can I give you a quick anecdotal story? I have a person in my life who's 60, 61. Lost his job. The company literally closed up. National company. One of the retail operations closed up. And he's not all that tech savvy, but he told us he's convinced that what you just said happened to him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can tell when, for example, let's say you are on one of you're looking for a job online, right? And you start filling out a form and it asks you what year you graduated from college, and
right.
it doesn't have the year that you graduated from college. That right there,
right.
you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That type of thing.
Well, and you know, let me say this.
Let me
finish that story for that I didn't stick this in there. The guy's forgotten more about how to do the job that they could have hired him for than any 25-year-old, 35-year-old, 40-year-old will ever know.
Right.
But they never got it. He never got a chance to meet those people because they called him.
They screen people out before even allowing them to upload
the algorithms.
Resume.
The algorithms
are set. Sometimes they are set to really eliminate older workers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like there's two general approaches to this if you are looking for a job. I mean, one is to find a place that is age-friendly, or you could try to fight it. You know what I mean? I mean, you can try to go with the flow, or you can try to fight it. Those are your options.
Well, and you know, in some cases, you can do the old-fashioned thing, which is what we told him to do. Get up off your backside, go down, bang on the door, and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" You know, go talk, go get face to face, go around the algorithms. But if it's a larger company and they have hired this algorithm company, you know, this company using algorithms to do the screening to give them the three top candidates based on their specifications, you can't even get in the front door of those companies.
You can't even get in the front door unless you write to the company and you say, "I was on your website and I noticed that it didn't have my graduation year from college," and blah, 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 blah,
blah.
Like I said, you can fight it, but that's kind of an uphill battle while you're also looking for a job.
Right. Well, one of the things that I'm hoping will ameliorate some of that is the fact that we don't have enough people to do all the work now. And
that
and,
is true.
And I mean, this person I'm talking about has no tattoos, no rings in his nose. He shows up on time. He stays late if you need him. You know what I mean? He's a worker. We need more of those kinds of people. We don't have enough of those people. How can you afford to discriminate against them? Vicki, what do you think? I think it's a mistake for those companies, don't you?
I agree with you. You know, I think it's very unfair to discriminate on someone for any reason. And actually, it's illegal too. You know, just let's add that into it.
Right.
You know, it's illegal to discriminate. But you're right. Somebody has to really get off their butt and kind of network the old-fashioned way through friends and maybe the daughters and sons of their friends. You know, to get in the door. That is the way around the algorithms.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Networking is still strong, isn't it? It's still one of the key things to do to get a good job, isn't it, networking?
It is still the best way to get a job, and it's also the only way to uncover a job before it hits those big websites that use those algorithms.
I think one of the reasons he messed up, too, and this is a good lesson, I think initially he was answering the questions the way he thought they wanted him to answer instead of answering them the way he meant he should have for himself. See what I mean?
Oh, that's interesting.
Don't try to play the game. You can't beat the algorithms at their own game. Just answer the question, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, Vicki, it's always fun to have you on the show. Will you come back soon?
I would love to. Thank you.
Vicki with a Y, VickiOliver.com. As you can tell, she's really smart. And, hey, Vicki, let's have a good new year together. What do you think?
Absolutely. Happy New Year, everybody.
You too. Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. She'll be back another day, I promise. We won't do without her for very long. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'm going to be back after this break. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.